When we arrived at my bedroom, he laid me, not gently, on the bed and spread my legs. His eyes widened. Rage poured off of him in waves.
What is it?
Dante's eyes were on fire, the mark around his irises more apparent than ever. And his teeth. The bite marks. His voice was more growling than speaking. These wounds are new, Aaron. Someone has fed on you in the last 12 hours.
1. Dante. My vision sharpened. I'd felt protective of Aaron before, but now that I'd taken her blood, red rage consumed me. In a split second, all of my senses were on alert, and I was ready to spring. My fangs had already descended, but a new sensation took flight with them. My canine nerves pulsed, each throb honing my teeth until they were longer and more lethal than ever before. These teeth would kill. I didn't stop to think about the how or the why of what was happening. One thought only shifted through my mind to the beat of my thundering heart. Mine. Then, mark her. Mark what's mine. With no warning, I lowered my head and sank my teeth into the milky flesh of her thigh.
Dante!
She cried out, but she didn't try to stop me. Good thing, I wouldn't have been able to. My mouth, my teeth were without my control now. They took over my mind, intent on plundering what had been stolen. I sucked ferociously, taking what was mine, what had been wrongfully taken from Aaron. My Aaron. Her red nectar flowed over my tongue, infusing me with her strength, her femininity, her courage. Everything Aaron. Everything mine. Then it crawled down my throat, feeding me, nourishing me, calming me, saving me. I hadn't climaxed, and neither had she, yet still the soft jazz played in the air around us, still waves of pure energy and rapture catapulted through my whole body. My cock was hard for her, and she was wet for me, and a beautiful climax was in the near future. But for now, I took from her, and she gave to me willingly. Her body answered my call so sweetly. Her mind would follow, soon, I hoped. It had to. She writhed beneath me, urging me on. What must this feel like to her? To me, it was heaven. Though my rage hadn't dissipated, I stopped when I needed to. Nothing in the world, not even the blackest anger, could make me harm my love. I licked her wounds, and then looked up at her. She'd raised her head off the pillow, and her light green eyes electrified me.
Come here, she said. Come here and kiss me, please, God, Dante, please.
I slithered up her body and crushed my mouth to hers. Her sweetness mingled with the blood still on my lips. I took from her in this kiss, took what was mine, gave her what she begged me for. Me. All of me. My teeth were sharp and fully descended, but I didn't hold back as our mouths slid together. My heart was pounding, and so was hers. I could feel as well as hear it thumping to the jazzy beat surrounding us. Her reaction fascinated me, made me ache for her even more. I'd taken blood from her thigh, marked her over the wounds that had been forced on her against her will, and now she wanted more, wanted me. My hard cock stiffened further between her legs, sliding over her wetness. I plunged in. Her soft moan reverberated inside my mouth, and her pussy formed around me, a perfect cast for my cock. I continued the feral kiss, holding my cock inside her, relishing the perfect suction, until I could wait no longer. I pulled out and thrust back in with a vengeance. She wrapped her lithe legs around me, cushioning me in her warmth. I thrust, and she arched into me and cried out. As her slick walls convulsed around me, I pushed inside her once more, balls deep, and gave her everything. The soft jazz around us had become faster and louder, in time with my thrusts, and now, with my mouth still clamped to hers, I experienced something new. I had taken her blood before orgasm, had marked what was mine, covering the wounds made by someone else who had taken her without consent. An image swirled in my mind of Aaron handing me a newborn son. Our son. Downy hair and fair skin, he wailed with his first breath, and the nubs of his baby eye teeth protruded through his pink gums. He was a vampire.